Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday's service and message, Reward of the Righteous. The Lord told Abraham that he is his shield, an exceeding great reward. Throughout human history, there have been those who believe in the righteousness of God. As such, they believe that God is just and God is fair, and that God is paying attention to their lives. Instead of ignoring God or seeking to do their own thing, they have concluded that there is a reward in seeking and obeying God. Those who lived before Christ came had only a few and limited amounts of assurances in the reward of the righteous. Despite that, they overcame tremendous obstacles to maintain faith in God, that God hears them, cares about them, and will reward them for their faith in Him. Jesus has come to assure the entire world that there is indeed a reward for the righteous. Those who have seen and heard the gospel have something so many before and even now didn't and don't have, to encourage them in the righteousness of God to do right by those who seek His will and His face. Apostle Paul is one who believed in the reward of the righteous. As he saw the end of his life approaching, he said that the Lord is a righteous judge and that He has a crown or reward of righteousness waiting on him that he shall receive on the appointed day. He said that he was not alone in this, but all those who are looking for the appearance of the God of righteousness shall also receive a similar crown. There has never been an opportunity to receive the reward of the righteous like today. At this point in human history, we have more to support us than in any other time. And while there was, is, and always shall be trials and tribulations, people will have and have had to navigate their way through. The things we have at our disposal to help us, beginning with the gospel, has never been greater. This generation today and moving forward is facing and will face a previously unknown temptation and adversary that will and shall turn people from seeking the living God and His righteousness to idolatry and idols. But let us resolve to remain faithful to the God of righteousness and allow Him to present us with the reward of the righteous. You can hear the complete sermon by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to our latest Sunday School Missions and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School lesson. And don't forget to leave a comment or a question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.